I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. One person was killed and six others were injured in an accident that involved two pickups, an SUV, and three motorcycles on State Road 18 between Jow and the Texas state line Thursday night, that according to New Mexico State Police. According to police reports, a Chevy Silverado driven by 31-year-old DeMarcus Jamal Wilder of Mississippi was traveling north on State Road 18, and for whatever reason, his vehicle crossed the center line and into the southbound lane where it sideswiped a southbound Chevy SUV, then collided with a southbound Dodge Ram, causing the Ram to roll over. Three Harley-Davidson motorcyclists who were traveling north behind the Silverado all crashed, attempting to avoid the collision. Wilder suffered fatal injuries in the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver and sole occupant of the Chevy SUV from Monahans was transported to an area hospital, as was the driver and passenger in the Dodge Ram. Three of the motorcyclists, two from Kermit, were also injured and also transported to an area hospital. 38-year-old Tobias Cisneros of Carlsbad was sentenced to 14 years in prison on four charges of criminal sexual penetration of a minor, that according to court records. He was charged in January of 2016 with two counts of criminal sexual penetration, and at that time, he was also charged with selling or giving alcoholic beverages to a minor. New Mexico Public Education Secretary Ryan Stewart has announced that the SAT will become the official statewide standardized test for high school juniors. Stewart said that all New Mexico high school juniors will be required to take the SAT in the spring of 2020. He says the exam, administered by the nonprofit organization College Board, is in line with New Mexico academic standards, and all New Mexico colleges and universities accept the test. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said that any new assessment should have meaning beyond high school. On Wednesday, the Permian Road Safety Coalition is hosting the Q14 2019 Forum in Carlsbad. The forum will provide a place to share best practices, get updated safety data, and receive the latest on infrastructure plans to make driving safer on Eddy County roads, where 14 people have died since January. The event is free and begins at 10:45 a.m. Wednesday at the Pecos River Village Conference Center in Carlsbad. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.